are running a little bit late over here. So the topic today is Paso Bekisnim. The official title is As American as Apple Pie. The title was suggested by my wife, and she also offered to provide a show and tell. And then afterwards you eat it. So the challenge is to understand, we're going to focus on a very small area of the sugya of Paso Bekisnim. It's a very large sugya. We don't have in the time allotted, we don't have a time to do everything, but at least to focus on the definition of Paso Bekisnim, what it means, and maybe one or two, a few practical applications of that. Okay, so the starting part, let's see the basic Gemara. Okay. Rav Huna ochel tleser rifti b'nei tlosa tlosa b'kaba v'lo birich. So he ate this large amount of bread. The flow of the Gemara before was talking about something called Paso Bekisnim, which we will define in a moment. It's a bread-like type of food. And he ate a larger amount, and he did not bench afterwards. He did not say Birchos Hamazon. So he said some type of Birchos Hamazon, but he did not say Birchos Hamazon. Omer Rav Nachman, Adi Kafna, the amount that you've ate is the amount that people would eat to be satiated. So even though you possibly are still not satiated, but you would have to say Birchos Hamazon because a kol shacherim kaimim alav sudo tzarich levarach. Since most people would consider that an amount which is enough to make a meal out of it, that you have to bench even though you are not satiated. Okay. The Mor says a story that Rav Yehuda havi osik le lebrei be Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. They were making the arrangements for this for the wedding. Also, the Kamal Paso Bekisnim, he brought this item, Paso Bekisnim. He also, and so when he comes, Shaminu de Komavarchi Hamoitzi, he hears them saying, Hamoitzi, Lechem in Oritz, on this Paso Bekisnim. Omele, my tzitzi de Koshamano. Why am I hearing these tzadis? In the Bracha of Bereim and Amazonos, there's no tzadi. There's no sound. I'm hearing too many sounds. Hamoitzi, right? I mean Ha'oritz. I hear a tzadi from Hamoitzi and a tzadi from Ha'oritz. Why am I hearing tzadis over here? All right, what's going on? Dil Hamoitzi lechem in Ha'oritz, come over here. So you're making Hamoitzi lechem in Ha'oritz? Amalei in? The Tanya Ramuna Amar Mishum Rabbi Huda Paso Bekisnim Revarach Alam Alei Hamoitzi. It's bread, and you say Hamoitzi on it. Amar Shmuel Alacha Rabbi Muna. And Shmuel says he passing like Rabbi Muna that you make Hamoitzi on Paso Bekisnim. So he says, the correct version is we do not pass on like Rav Muna, and you do not say Motzi Lechem in Oritz. So they said to Rav Yehuda, Bamar hu domer mishmei the Shmuel, you said in the name of Shmuel, Lachmoni is marvin v'hen and work in the late Motzi. So the type of a bread like called Lachmoni is, which you make a moitzi on it, and you can use it for Ruvei Tchumen. Ruvei Chateris, Ruvei Tchumen, you can use it. Somewhere says, no, Shani Hosim, the Kava Sudase Alayu. If you make a meal out of it, yes, you say a moitzi. Abel Hecha, the Kava Sudase Alayu. If you do not make a meal out of it, lo, you don't say a moitzi. So, Paso Bekisnim, we see from the Gemara two things. We see that it's the halacha is, you know, there's more chairs in the back. Somebody wants to pull in a chair or sit down. There's chairs over here. Okay, so we paskin that it depends on how you eat it. So it's interesting. It's an interesting food. Most items that we have, we know that there's only one way. You make one bracha on it. Whatever the bracha is. Here we say it depends how you eat it. If you eat it one way, the bracha is Hamotzi Lechem in Oritz. Eat it another way, the bracha is Bereim and Mezonos. Afterwards, if you eat it one way, you bench. You say Birchos Hamazon. You eat it the other way, you say Alamichya. So what exactly is this strange thing called Paso Bekisnim that it depends on how you're going to eat it? It depends on Kviyas Suda. So the word does not tell us any clue over here. But on the page before, the next page in your packet, when the word introduces Paso Bekisnim, Rashi comes along and says, let's translate the phrase Paso Bekisnim. So what is this Paso Bekisnim? So Rashi says that it's on page number 2, it's bracketed off on the Rashi, Paso Bekisnim, about halfway down the page of the Rashi. After the meal, they would bring some type of a snack item, a dessert item. V'heim kloyus. The word kistan actually means parched grain. They would take grains and they would toast them. Fish and yaf from the lev, kamidim ba'alma, honey kistan them out of the liba. They're good for your health. Umavian imohen pass, shinelusha im tavlin, and they would bring together with the kistan pass habua bekistan. So kistan is the kernels. And you would bring a bread item with the kistan. So that's what the phrase pas habua bekistan means, according to Rashi. So this item is called pas. It's bread. The Mora doesn't refer to any other title other than bread. It's pas, which comes together with the cloyus. Now this pas was nelushim tavan. It was baked together with spices in it. It was kneaded. The dough was made with spices. Ken ublish shalanu, like this pastry that they had. Some came in siporim, they would make it in different shapes. Welcome and davar muetz, and you would eat it, small amounts of it. It's made for a dessert. It's not made for satiation purposes. It's not made to satiate you. You don't eat large amounts of it. You eat a small amount. Matar shenosim otavlin harbe. Since you put in a large amount of spices of a geizu mushkedim and nuts and almonds umachol and wood, and you eat small amounts of it, loyitinua bracha. They were not mechayiv a bracha main gibel midi dehavi pasar as v'doichet. So there's an opinion in the Gemara over here which says that you don't even say it alamichti, you say a brain of foshas afterwards. So we don't pass it like that. But the idea is Rashi defines pas with a kistan that it's pas. Number one, Rashi tells me it's bread. Number two, it comes together with kistan, so that's what the phrase means. But the logic behind the Rashi says is because number one, you put a large amount of spices into it, and number two, you eat small amounts of it. So because you put a large amount of spices in it and you eat small amounts of it, that defines it as possible bekistan. That's what Rashi tells me. That's an important Rashi. So that's the definition that Rashi gives us. We'll see the Rambam on page 3 has a fairly similar definition. The Rambam on page 3 also bracketed off. The Rambam gives in a case before which I don't want to get involved, but that's to say we're focusing on this small part of this of the topic. V'chein isa shelosha b'dvash or b'shemen or b'cholov. You made the dough with honey or with oil or with milk, or she'ir of a mini tavlin, or you mixed in spices, vafo, and you bake it. V'hiya nikras pasav abakissin, it's called pasav abakissin. Alfa bish who pass, even though it's bread. Again, the Rambam stresses, this is bread. Mavorach alea bremen mezonos, you make a bremen mezonos. And the Rambam continues, says, and if you're kaveh surah, you would say hamoitzi. Right? So again, so that the definition basically the same as Rashi, right? He points to number one that it's bread. Number two, he says, but the bracha, even though it's bread, the bracha is bereimin mezonos, and the after bracha will be alamichya and not benching. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam and Rashi are fairly similar in the definition. There might be a difference, but they're fairly similar definition.
Really?
Okay, but we'll see in the base yours, it may be a different point.
But yeah, I mean. Rashi seems to bring two variables, like you said before. The fact that...
Machol and wood, right. The Rambam doesn't mention that, correct. That's the point. Okay. Now, that's the first definition which we find is Rashi and the Rambam. The Oruch, the Sefer Oruch, brings two more definitions. He brings two alternative definitions of what Pasav B'Kistan means. The Rambam does not define the phrase Habav B'Kistan. He does not give any definition at all of what it means Habav B'Kistan. Rashi tells me because it comes with other items which were called Kistan. However, the Oruch means tup shotim, where the word kistan is a definition of the item itself. The Oruch was, by the way, it's our first Talmudic dictionary. It was written by Rav Nosson Ish Romi. He was from Rome. He was before Rashi. He lived at the end of the 900s, going into the beginning of the 11th century. And Rashi quotes him. So it's a very important sefer. And he brings two explanations. So first, Pshat and Pasal B'Kistan. Pirush Rav Haigoin. So Rav Haigoin says, that what is that? It's, hey, m'ka'ochi, v'pas bein m'tuvelis, bein shen m'tuvelis. Whether it's spicy or not, doesn't make a difference. Shereshin asok, ein ka'ochi, n'yveshin. You make it very crumbly and dry. Because it's in our soil, and because it's made like that, a cracker, a pretzel, something of that sort, therefore, they would chop on it. And the word "ksis" is lashon of you would munch on it. Beis hamishta, v'shlo be'lo beis hamishta. U'minik bnei adam sharech l'mimenu kima. So the meaning is eat small amounts. So again, we have this idea, he stresses the idea that it's a small amount, and because it's a small amount, that's why what defines it as such. Kshalcha Rav Huna harbe, but Rav Huna ate a larger amount, he said, no. This, the reason why the bracha is different is due to the fact that it's a small amount. If you eat a larger amount, Omer Rav Nachman, adi kafna, ze ra'ev, ul-ravoyna, ochel, lispoya mimeno. Well, the Torah is kisnin. You didn't eat it the way people eat kisnin, you eat it for a meal. If you ate it for a meal, you have to bench. When is the halacha that pasuk kisnin is a different bracha? When you eat it the way people would eat it as kisnin, with small amounts, not for the purpose of satiation. Okay, that is the Rav Hai's pshat. And the word kisnin comes from the word kisisa, which is to munch. Rabbi Nachman appears to say, hapas hasuya kimin kisnin, malayin sukkar, vishkedim, egoizim. So it was there was a pocket to it. It had a kiss. It had a pocket. You would have a pocket, and inside the pocket, you would put sugar and other items. And that's the Rebbe Chanan's pshat. So we have now three pshatim in the phrase of Passover kisnin. We have three definitions of what this item we're referring to. According to Rashi, we're referring to something which is a regular dough. There's nothing, but it's there's spices added to it. And by adding a lot of spices, it's usually eaten small amounts, etc. And the Rambam seems to say there's something similar. The Rav Hai says the pshat is it's a crunchy type of an item, a hard crunchy type of an item. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's something which has a pocket and it has a filling inside. It comes with a filling. That's a different type of an item. So the dough itself, according to him, is a regular bread dough. But since there's a filling, its bracha is mezonos. He doesn't get involved in the small amounts versus large amounts, but that seems to be logical in the Gemara. Okay, so we have three definitions which are given to us by the Rishonim of what Passover kisnin is. Now, let's go back a step. We're starting with that this is really bread. So the correct bracha is hamotzi and birchas hamazon. We're coming to say, no, but this is exceptional, it's unique, and therefore the bracha is not hamotzi because it's eaten in a different way. The bracha is not a moitzi, the bracha is mezonos and alamichya. So according to Rashi, he gives us one definition. We would assume according to Rashi that he does not agree with the definition of the Rav Hai or the Rebbe Chanan. This is the definition of what the Gemara is referring to, and not other items. Other items are different, and they would remain bread, with the bracha being a moitzi and benching. Rav Hai has his pshat, and he says, well, it's quite different. In other words, not that the dough is different. The dough is the same dough, but you make it very thin and you bake it that way. And it comes out crunchy. Oh, so you baked it differently. Oh, that's the definition of Passover kisnin. But Rashi's case, that's going to be hamotzi. Comes Rabbeinu Chanan says the main thing is it has a filling. Oh, filling is a whole different type of a. If you make a filling, that's quite a different story. But if you have just a dough which has spices in it, hamotzi lechem in oritz. Pretzels, how much do you let them in? Or it's just plain flour and water, and there's no filling in it. So the bracha is how much. So each one we were assuming, each opinion disagrees with the other two, and says that the definition of pas applies to the other two. They are bread with all of the rules of pas. This is the unique one, and each one has their opinion. What is the unique case? That's what we would assume. That is how the Beis Yosef assumes. He brings the three different explanations. The Torah only brings one. The Torah only brings the explanation of the Rebbeinu Chanan, that there's a filling. That's the only explanation that he brings. Most Rishonim follow that pshat of the Rebbeinu Chanan. So the majority of the Rishonim, their opinion is the Rebbeinu Chanan's pshat, that it's because there's a filling inside of it. It has a filling inside, and that's why it changes its bracha. Okay. The Beis Yosef comes along and says there are other explanations. There's Rashi and the Rambam, that the dough is a flavored dough, and we have the Rav Hai that it's a crunchy type of a dough, a crunchy type of a product.
Who said it's flavored? Rashi and the Rambam.
So what do we do? We have three different explanations. Each one says that they're right, the other two are wrong. What do we do? So the Beis Yosef comes along and says, on page 6, If you look on the left column, the Beis Yosef, you'll see that the bold word Ulinyan Halacha, it's the middle of the bracketed area towards the. So Beis Yosef Ulinyan Halacha, in regards to what do we do practically? Kiyum the Sveika, the Midi Rabbanon. Who this is all the Rabbanon's brachas and the Rabbanon. So Rabbanon's Natina Kedivrei Kulam Lahako. Therefore, we accept all three opinions. Well, Ben Kissin Shemamalam Oysom B'Dvash, whether it's a case of a pocket. That's number one. It gives example going these type of names, French names, whatever they were. Ben Isha Shirba May Paris Amini Tavlin, whether the dough was flavored. Or Ben Shinik Royam and Bishkikush, which were these very flat, like a biscuit, like a some type of a cracker. Kulam din pasav bakistin, yesh lehem. All three types have the rule of best pasav bakistin. You do not say hamotzi beforehand. You do not bench afterwards. Alam ken kavas sudasa olav. Either because you make a meal out of it, or now there's a question whether this or is, but okay, what the o is, I'm not going to get involved in that for now. Okay, so that's, he says we follow all three opinions. Now we have to define the Rambam's opinion. I just want to find the Rambam's opinion because the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, have an argument in the Rambam. Rashi says tavlin harbe, a large amount of flavor. The Rambam does not mention the word harbe. Okay, so Beis Yosef suggests a little bit further up on the page. So let's go away, start from the first line of the Beis Yosef, top line of the Beis Yosef. So he says like this. So what are we going to say? We have to say like this. This is the rule. The lab immediately the mikvi lechem talya milsim. Regards to the rules of lechem, what's called bread, that's not the issue. Because regards to the challah is only for lechem. These things are all chayv and challah. You learn mechilchas challah. These are chayv and challah. It's mishnayis. These cases are chayv and challah. Even though there's flavoring in it, etc., doesn't make a difference. The Rambam says you make it with meperis, but there's a ferish at the end that you're chayv and challah. So it's lechem. So why isn't the bracha mutzi lechem in aretz? So the answer is that the bracha mutzi lechem in aretz has nothing to do with the din lechem. Like, wow, we didn't know that mutzi lechem in aretz. No, that's not what it means. Ella like kavu chacham levarach hamutzi v'shalosh brachas afila bekazayis el belechem shederach bnei adam likvoya olav. They only gave the bracha of hamutzi and benching on bread, which people make a meal out of normally, the Hainu Isa Shinilashim Bemaim Levad Belishim Deruvus, which means flour and water and maybe a little bit of salt, and that's it. That's how you make your dough. Avakol Sheyesh Bashum Taruvus We May Peiris O Mitavlin. There's other items in the dough. Kivin Shein Derech Bnei Adam Likvoya Sudos. And people do not make meals out of such a type of an item. Lo Chivu Levarach Amotzi V'Shalosh Brachos. You're not chayiv and amotzi. Elim kain achol shir shadet bayodam likvayola. So here's the rule the Beis Yosef says. Because this is different, people eat it in a unique way, not like you eat bread. They gave the halach of hamotzi and benching to bread, which means what people use as bread. This people do not use as bread, they use it as differently. Therefore the bracha is not amotzi lechem in aretz and not benching. But if you make a meal out of it, so then it's back to being bread. That's what it really is. It's lechem. We have no problem calling it lechem. The guy with the halacha of challah, it's called lechem. Balchochem mi lechem oritz, and the Rambam paskins balchochem mi lechem oritz, and you make it with meperis. It's chayv and challah. Is it lechem? Yes, it's lechem. Do you say it's lechem and oritz? No, unless you make a meal out of it. So this is bread, which has been downgraded from its status by the fact that you eat it not in the normal way. Well, for satiation purposes. That's the Beis Yosef says. Now, the Ramah argues and says that, more on the Beis Yosef, Hushiya tam hataruvus nikar be'isa, you have to be able to taste the flavor of the other items in the dough. So if you use a very weak type of a fruit juice, it wouldn't necessarily change its bracha. Because you can't tell the difference. You taste that dough, it tastes the same as a dough made with water. Use a very strong fruit juice, the dough tastes different. So then it changes the bracha. The Ramah comes along and says it's not enough that the dough tastes different. It has to be that it's a very strong flavor, to the point where the flavor is much more important than the mazonos part of it, than the flour. So when I eat a honey cake, I don't say, well, honey cake is basically bread, just a little bit different. Honey cake is a totally different type of an experience. I have a flavored dough in my bread. It's bread with a little bit of flavor. That's how the Ramah understands the Rambam. Now, I just want to skip over here for a second. To page... I hope I put it in. I didn't put it in?
No, the only reason the Chachamim is able to do that is because they're the ones we're talking about for benching, which is...
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, go to page 10. Go to page 10. So, comes along like this. He says, okay, so based on our definition, the issue is not whether these are not bread. These are all bread. But since they're eaten in a way which is not the way you make a meal out of them, therefore the bracha changes. If you would eat them the way you make a meal out of them, the bracha does not change. It remains hamotzi and benching. So he brings the following. On page 10, the bracket it off on the Beis Yosef all the way towards the bottom. The last line, the last part of the Beis Yosef. Kosovo Ogre. So the Ogre writes, is one of the Rishonim writes, Hamul Yoisois, which means it's a filling, Shakur and Pastida or Torta, that they would call, referred to as Pastida. Pastida was like a Knish, basically, when we refer to it as a Knish. It's a mazonis on the outside with a filling inside. Hanefus Batana, Babasar, Badogam, Babigvina, and the filling was a calzone, right? It's a bread like material with cheese inside. Or it has meat inside, or it has fish inside. Alvagav the boss of a dog in Gvina Iker, even though your goal is the filling, a chicken pot pie, right? Your goal is the filling, right? You want the flavor of the filling inside. The bin dog and chashivale inshi. People look at that as bread. Okay? That's what the auger says. The Shulchan Aruch passes like this. The Taz disagrees. And says, no, it has a filling. It's a filled dough. A filled dough, you don't make a motzi. The Shulchan Aruch passes, you make a motzi on a filled, on this type of filling, you make a motzi. So the Mishavura says, why? What's the argument? That the Shulchan Aruch says, the reason why we change the bracha is by the fact that you put a sweet filling inside, as opposed to a savory filling. The sweet filling makes it that the way you eat it is more for a snack, more for a dessert. You don't eat it to satiate yourself. Nobody can argue I eat chicken pot pies for snacks. I eat them as a meal. I eat a calzone as a meal. I have a filling of meat inside, my purpose is to eat it as a meal. So even though I'm only eating a kazayas, I'm not making a large amount out of it. But since this filling does not change the way you use it, therefore the bracha is hamotzi lechem in oritz and benching, no matter how much you eat. As long as you eat a kazayas, no matter how much you eat. That is the law. So therefore it comes out interesting then, right? So when it comes to pizza, so Rabbi Edmer Zatzal held that pizza, the bracha on a pizza is hamotzi. Period. One slice, five slices, half a slice, the bracha is hamotzi. Because people eat pizza as a meal. So people said, no, people eat it as a snack. So the United States government decided to help Rabbi Edmer. And in 2014, they did a study called the Food Surveys Research Group, Darte Brief, number 11, February 2014. And they did a study how people eat pizza in America. Do they eat it for meals or for snacks? I mean, that was part of their study about how pizza is consumed, how much pizza is consumed in America. One out of every 8 Americans will eat pizza today. That's what they came out. That's the amount of pizza which is consumed in America. They also came out for adults, and for children up to the age of 19, how they eat their pizza. And they made a pie chart, excuse me. Anyway, right? Okay. So if you look at the color, the large blue on the bottom is for dinner. That's what people who were surveyed said they eat pizza for dinner. Okay? Breakfast is the dark blue. Right? That's the 2%. Right? Lunch is the green, and the gray is the snack. So 11% of adults will eat pizza as a snack, and 89% of adults, when they eat pizza, they will eat it as a meal. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that that anything which is normally eaten as a meal, the filling does not change the status. Because the whole logic behind a filling is because it changes the way you eat it. It takes it from a way you eat it as a food item as opposed to as a sweet item. Since this filling, whether it's cheese, meat, fish, or whatever it is, does not change the way you eat it. It remains bread, and you make a motzi and benching no matter how much you eat. And that's what comes out according to the study. So Rabbi Edelman said this years ago. Based on this study, Rabbi Bader in Lakewood put out a letter. After the study came out, he put out a letter announcing that according to this, based what we see in this information, says that Jews eat it differently. They only eat the snacks. Don't give me this. Anyway, right? He says he put out a letter saying that the correct bracha on pizza is hamotzi, no matter how much you eat.
Isn't the basis of saying that's a machlokes Rishonim?
No. And the Shulchan Aruch passes like this in Sif Yudayim. Shulchan Aruch passes like this, like the Ogre. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ogre.
Who argues on the Ogre?
Nobody.
Is the Ramah differ on it?
No. The Taz argues on it. And Mishabura's Hakra is, depends. Let's say Franks and Blanks. The filling is meat. He says, but the way we eat them is a snack. So there he'll accept the opinion of the Taz. Even though the filling is a savory filling, it's not a sweet filling, but since the way it's from the way you make it and the way you use it, it's clear that people use it not as a satiation purpose, but for a snack purpose. Therefore, the bracha will be mazonos and alamicha, unless you make a meal out of it. You know, you sit down with like 18 of them. You know, guys, I'm not talking about that. You know, I've seen Bakram do that, but you know, only Bakram. Like, you know, like, but. That's how the Mishabura comes out at the end of the Siman Kuf Samaches on Sif Yud Zayin. He follows the opinion of the Taz in that scenario. And otherwise, but if the way it's made is a way which indicates that it's still normal to eat it as a meal, he follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that that's the bracha. So that's the logic behind this. Now,
did the government come out on the survey on Knishes?
They haven't not come out on a survey on Knishes yet. The Knishes are not popular enough to get that issue. Pizza, on the other hand, is big business.
What did you do with the Philo dough that?
Okay, hopefully we'll get that. Just give me a little bit of time over here. Now I want to try and touch on a few questions.
You were saying.
Okay, so now.
Normal
tea as a meal. Pizza, broth is a most.
Yeah, pierogi.
So you know, same thing. Really, the broth should be a mozi.
What about boil it? Make a difference?
Boiling is a whole different story. That's a topic I don't have time to get involved with in this shear. That deserves a separate shear. Boiling is a separate shear.
Donuts are
deep fried. That's boiling in halacha, as far as we're concerned. Donuts, pierogies, all of your pasta.
It makes a difference. Then.
Yeah, that is a big machlokes. That's a whole separate sugya.
Like
what? Pan frying is also machlokes. So I can't. It's not. There's no way I can cover that. Okay. Now comes along the Mishabura talked about this. The Der Chaim talks about this. They all talk about this. I don't understand this base yours. Let's take this base yours to its logical conclusion. We follow that the rule is like this: if you take cake and you eat one piece of cake, so the bracha is Brahman Zarnas and Alamirka. I eat two pieces of cake, three pieces of cake, depending on how large your piece of cake is, right? Like, you know, at some point in time, I'm satiated. I wasn't so hungry to start with. I don't eat a large amount. I'm not such a big eater. And, you know, I'm satiated. So do I bench or not? So the rule is we pass on like the Rambam's opinion. The Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam's opinion. It's not up to what I do. It's up to what the average person of my age group and gender group does. Average, male, age, whatever I am, right? Okay, right? Right, 25, right? Right? But right, so that's what depends on. Even though I'm satiated, but let's go back a step. But the Torah says that the mitzvah is that you bench after you eat. V'chalta v'savota, that's up to me. If I'm full, I have a mitzvah to rise at the bench. But pasavot b'kistin changes to benching based on what people do, not what I do. So you have a situation which, according to, so I have this piece of cake. So according to Rashi, the bracha is mazonos and alamich. According to the Ben Ohai, the bracha is hamotzi lechem and oritz and benching. This is bread. Right? According to the Ben Ochananel, this is bread. I should be benching. So why don't I bench? Safa d'rabanan l'kula. Why is it safa d'rabanan? I ate an amount that I'm satiated with. Now it's a suffix deraisa. So how can I not bench? I should bench. Or I should say, at least, you cannot eat such amounts unless you eat it within a meal where you actually ate bread and you're going to bench on the bread. How can I not bench? That's the question which everybody grapples with. What is the basis of saying the suffix derabanan lekula? I don't understand what he's saying. So the because of this question, on page 11 and page 12, you have the Kutus Akron from the Maisa Nissen. He asked this question. He asked both questions. He asked question number one. He asked, how can you say the suffix derabanan lekula? The suffix deraisa. I have a chiyuv to bench the rice. So I am full, and I'm not benching. Number one. Number two, he asked, why don't you just eat it in the middle of meal? Because in the case over there, some of those cases of the cooked items, the Shulchan Aruch says you should only eat it during the meal to get around this question. Why don't you say the same thing over here? I should only eat cake, large amounts of cake. Cake that I'm going to get full with if I eat bread beforehand. But that's what you should say. Right? We don't find such a halacha. Why not? So to answer this question, on page 12, he says a tremendously novel idea, a tremendous kiddush. And he basically echoes the Beis Yosef, but the application goes way beyond the Beis Yosef. Look, nearly in his daiti, beginning of the top of page 12. Kim Rashi Kosova Tam Paskistan. They know Eklam Mimeno Rak Dover Muit Umakola Muit. You eat small amounts. Near me said the Iker Tam Aptur the Pasova Kistan, whom he shum the Kim Al Paskazu, ain't regilum the Kvoya Love, Suda. It's not normal to make a meal out of such an item. Therefore, it doesn't have the chashivas of benching. So it depends in the reality on the ground. So every rabbi, or any rabbi of stature, has a right to say, you know, I see this is the way, in my country, this is eaten, not as a meal. Therefore, its bracha is mazonos and alamishya. It doesn't make a difference, the case of the Gemara. Right? In Rav Chaim Goin's place, this is what they used to eat like that. Good, so that's that. They used to eat Rashi's type of thing for meals. Let's say in Rav Chaim Goin's place, they would eat Rashi's type of item for snacks. Also, we wouldn't argue with that. There's no argument over here. It's three different examples of the same concept. Let's say come up with a fourth example. Fine. No problem. So Shlomo Zalman says bagel chips. So what's the bracha on bagel chips? So he differentiates like this. There's two types of bagel chips. You go into a pastry oven, they make bagels, right? They have leftover bagels. What do you do with leftover bagels? You make bagel chips out of them, right? Like, why should throw them out? That started out as bread. The bracha was hamotzi, so that even afterwards you toast it down, it remains hamotzi. That's not going to change. But let's say you have a company which is making bagel chips, right? For the purpose to sell them as bagel chips. He says, since the derech is eat bagel chips as a snack, the bracha is mazonos. Even though they don't necessarily fit into the criteria of some of the definitions over here, it's originally baked, it's soft, and it's hard. That's not the case of the Rav Hai, that it's a flaky, hard dough to start with. This is like soft, and then it's hard. So that's not the case. I don't care. But the main thing is, do you eat it as a snack? Do you eat it as a meal? Bagel chips are eaten as snacks. Therefore, according to the Rav Hai, and he quotes the Rav Hai, he says, and that's the psak. And that's the apostle of the Lamai, so like this Rav Hai. Now, I want to point out that this Derech HaKayim is not like the Beis Yosef, because Beis Yosef says suffix derabanan lekula. Right? He doesn't say, well, you know, listen, they're not really arguing. Everybody agrees with each other, just giving different examples. He doesn't say that. He says, well, they're arguing. Opinion A, opinion B, opinion C, each one is arguing with the other ones, but suffix derabanan lekula. According to Derech HaKayim, he should have said, they're not arguing. The Ramah comes along and says, the Beis Yosef is pshat, that it's flavored, you can taste the flavor, the brachas mazonos, it says, we don't do that. Because we eat flavored challah on Shabbos and we say amotzi. That's what was kasha. What's the kasha? The main issue is how you eat it. Well, if in your country they eat flavored challah for bread, so then even the Mishnah wouldn't be the brachas amotzi. What's his kasha? So both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, both the Mishnah and the Ramah, do not agree with this Derech HaKayim. But his approach is fascinating. Makes a lot of sense in the sugya. Right? But the problem is, you know. Okay, so what do we do? So how can we not bench on this Gaval de Gazach? So let's just very quickly. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says a Kiddush. There's an interesting Gemara in Brachas. I'm not going to do it inside. We don't have enough time to do it inside. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that there's a Gemara says that the workers, because we didn't want to take them away from their work, they would not bench a full bench. They only bench two Brachas instead of three. So Tarsus in the Gemara in Brachas says, what happens? There's a mitzvah of the rice of benching. How can you three Brachas? How can you only do two? Tarsus says, the Chum have a power to override the Torah, not blow shofar on Shabbos, not take a lulav on Shabbos, and not bench. You're not yours to benching, but okay, that's okay. We said don't bench. We want our workers to get back to work, you know, and be honest. No, you're not honest anyway. You have a different issue. But if you want to be honest and get back to your work the way you're supposed to, we're going to say don't bench. That's what Tosfos says. The Beis Yosef answers this question, and the Magen Rambam quotes it. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa to have to say three brachas. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to mention three topics. You must thank Hashem for the food, for the land, and for the mikdash. The fact that it's three separate brachas is the rabbanon. Here I'm going to rub. Benching is the raisa. But the raisa, you could be yotze benching with saying alamichya. Because you mention the food, you mention the land, and you mention the mikdash. And you said a bracha. Doesn't say three brachas, it says one bracha. So what's your kasha? How can we not bench? Is it something the raisa? What's the raisa? It's you're benching the raisa with alamichya. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's answer. That's quite a kiddush, and that alone, right? The Tosfos, you see, Tosfos doesn't accept that. Okay, so that's his approach. Comes the Prima Gonim on page 14. He says, "I'm not sure that there's a din d'oraisa at the bench of Passover Kisten. What it is?" He goes through the different possibilities. The way we're understanding the Beis Yosef, if you eat it as a meal, there's no shaila. Of course, you have to bench d'oraisa. Because the whole reason why you don't bench the raisa, it's not the mitzvah, is only because you're eating it in a way which is not a meal. If you eat it as a meal, it's back to being bread. So of course it's benching the raisa. Right? The Prima Gonim is not sure about that. The Prima Gonim is not sure that once it's Passover Kisten, it's Passover Kisten, Passover Kisten, it's Passover Kisten. That's Pasha's understanding of the Taz. The Taz argues on the Shulchan Aruch and says, even though the filling is meat, the filling is cheese, and you're eating it as a meal, it's chicken pot pie. Right? You don't bench. You don't say a mitzi. That is the question of the Prima Gonim over here. He raises that question. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, page 16, he says, okay, let's say I'm planning to have, we paskin and halacha, the two main pshatim in Pasuk B'Kisten are the Ben Ochananos pshat of a filling and Rashi of a flavored dough. Let's say I'm having both items in one meal. What do I do? Right, a makel. Let's say I have all three. I have tadam, and I'm having some pretzels, I'm having some honey cake, and I'm having a hamantash. So you have to watch and say a moitzi. Because according to every opinion, there's a moitzi here. According to Rashi, two of them are hamoitzi and one is mazonos. According to Menahai, the other two are by the time you're finished, you for sure have a moitzi over here and you for sure have the bench. So the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch says in that situation, when you have, he says, focuses on the Rashi and the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel. If you're going to have a filling type of an item with filling plus some cake, that type of a dough. So the bracha is hamotzi. You have to say hamotzi. Because they're arguing. He learned that they're arguing, right? And that should come out. It should be poshut like that. I mean, I haven't seen anybody do that, right? That should come out being poshut.
Shemek
on the ma'aseh nisim.
What's ma'aseh nisim?
That they're not arguing. Okay, now all the opinions of the Rishonim are not arguing with each other. They agree with each other. That everything is possible with kiss to you. What have you been saying until now? Okay, now I just want to point out that the Bir Halacha presents one more practical difference over here, what to do. The halacha is before, you eat a dessert at the end of the meal, you have to say a bracha before you eat it. Person picks up an apple in the meal, he makes a brepeit. Person has ice cream in the meal, he makes a shahakol. The halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, if you pick up Passover B'Kisten before the end of the meal, you make a mazonos. Right? You make a mazonos. So he says, one second. Let's figure this out. Why should it say Amazonas? If you agree, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Maisa Nisim, that all the opinions agree everything is Amazonas, so then I understand, this is Amazonas. But let's say they argue. So let's think it through. So I take a piece of cake at the end of the meal. So according to Rashi, the bracha is Amazonas, and you need to say Amazonas before you eat it. It's Amazonas. According to Rav Hai, this is bread. The bracha is a motzi, which you said at the beginning of the meal already. You can't get all the bracha, you said a motzi already. According to Menachem Hanal, this is bread. The bracha is a motzi. You said a motzi already. So I can't make a bracha on this. Okay, so I said, cake is too complicated. I'm not going to have cake. I said, okay, give me a hamantashen. Okay, Rashi says, hamantashen. Well, it depends what type of dough you have. But if let's say you have more bread, there's not so much flavor in the dough, so the bracha is a motzi. You said a motzi already. So I can't deal with this. So let me have some pretzels. Rashi says, what? Pretzels is a motzi. You said a motzi already. So he brings the Maamar Mordechai, says the same idea as the Maaseh Nisim, that all three opinions agree with each other. However, he does not take it to the length of the Maaseh Nisim. Maaseh Nisim allows us to have a fourth category. He says, no, there are three categories and that's it. But each one of the three categories agrees with each other. That's what he suggests. But Mishabura says, but it's a good question. So the only time you should make a bracha of Mazonos on something at the end of the meal is if it meets all three criteria. Number one, the dough is very flavored. Number two, the dough is a crumbly, flaky type of dough. And number three, there's a filling. So, if you have apple pie, right? So the dough, right? The dough is a crumbly type of, it's a flaky dough. It's a phyllo dough, right? It's a very flavored dough. There's a lot of other items in it, sugar and oil, etc. And if it's not an open faced pie, it has a covering on top. So it has a filling inside. So this you would make a mazonos on at the end of the meal. But everything else, you can't miss stuff and you can't make a mazonos on it.
Right, so if I said no, eat the whole pie.
What?
If I said eat the whole pie, it's a
well, you said a motzi at the beginning of the meal.
No, I'm sitting down, I'm having a pie for lunch.
Well, that's possible to kiss on your bench.
And you make a motzi?
You make a motzi. You wash your hands, you make a motzi. If you're planning on that.
And you make a motzi on that.
You make a motzi on it.
It's like pizza.
Right? I had a chaver in yeshiva, and tells lunch on Fridays was leftovers for the whole week. Right? There's a little bit of tuna fish. So the cook had rachmanis, used to put out some cake from the shoshudas cake out also. Right? In case guys didn't like anything else. There was one bracha every Friday, he would take a plate of cake. He'd wash his hands, say al hizayim, say hamotzi on the cake, and he'd bench. So I remember the younger bracha, I was like, what are you doing? He says, what am I doing? I'm saying hamotzi on a bench. Like, what's the question? This is your Kameya Suda, right? Now, what about something like this, which we call kokish cake? So the dough is flavored, right? So according to Rashi, it's brought from the zone. There's a filling inside, I promise you. There is. It's very good. Right? So the bracha, so according to the Medrash, the bracha is mazonos. But the dough is not it's a soft dough. It was just baked yesterday. Right? So it's a very soft dough. It's not a hard dough. Right? So the bracha is, according to the Benoh, this is bread. So I eat this at the end of the meal. I don't make any bracha on it. Because myself, according to the Rav Hai going, the bracha was hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Look, hachila, that's the bracha, no matter how much you eat. Which I already said. So I can't make a bracha misafik.
But if you're having it with pretzels, then you'd make a bracha? Or is that being...
But according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that situation, you would have to make
a bracha. Why wouldn't that be posh? Even if it's not all three, but if you're having that with pretzels, so you're between them, you're having...
That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's argument. Right. Whenever you have two different types of things, you have, So he's working it all the way around. Saying, but right. that would be the nafkamina...
The nafkamina in this way also.
All different items are available for tasting after. Okay, right. So that's when it comes out halacha lemaisa. The shabur comes out halacha lemaisa. The only time you would do that is if you have a tort or you have a pie, and even now, what if it's an open faced pie? So that's not so simple. We're saying that's not called a filling. So what's the argument about pizza? There's no top on pizza. So our person would say that the filling doesn't necessarily mean that it's covered and encased on all sides, but if there's a significant icing on top. Which the goal of that icing is, or flavoring on, which it's baked with it, not that you add it afterwards. It's baked with it, and the goal of that is to be part of the flavoring, and that becomes a primary part of it. That's what we're talking about. No, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say the other way around. Let's say there's a filling, but the dough is not flavored. Says, he says, I'm not sure what the halacha is in that case. He says, the point over here is that it has to change, that the flavoring is supposed to impart a flavor back into the dough. That's shot in the Ben Ohai, in the Ben Ohanano. If it doesn't impart any flavor back into that, that's a question which he raises. Might be a different halacha. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, we have three opinions. We follow all opinions to make a mazonos. We follow all opinions to say alamichya. If you're kaveya suda, which we did not get involved, and that's a whole separate topic, how much is called kaveya suda? That's quite a topic. Now, but if you make a meal out of it, so then the bracha is going to be hamotzi, washing, alatizadayim, hamotzi, and benching. We have this question, why don't we always, what happened to the case of a suffix if you're satiated? We gave different answers to that question. Not clear what the answer to is. We spoke about if the filling is a savory filling, might, according to this logic, it really should not change its status. And that's many of your the pizza and all those type of things. We spoke about at the end of the meal whether you make a bracha on your dessert if your dessert is a mazonos, and the answer is depends what type of mazonos it is. Okay, Rabbi, this is available, please. I'm not taking this home. So somebody, the wife won't let it back in the house.
So what's the deal with Lecha Mishnah for flavor kalas?
So for the Svardim, they follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef. See, wait for the thing. Right? The Svardim do not make a motzi on it unless you make a meal out of it. So if you're making a meal out of it, really you could. But the definition of making a meal is not intent, it's by amount. So amount becomes more complicated. I don't want to get involved in amounts.
What do you do with
But for Ashkenazim, that's not a problem. Because Ramor says the definition only if it's a very, it's more like a cake than a flavored, like, you know, you put some raisins, you put a little bit of flavoring in your challah, that's not a problem. That's
like, still a, like you have some chocolate chip challah, for example.
So if you start having cinnamon bread, these other things, that already is, that'll be a mazonos, unless you make a meal out of it.
If you're starting your meal on Shabbos with Lecha Mishnah, and one of them is chocolate chip challah, is that a problem? You better not to use that.
Better not to use that unless you're going to eat a large amount of it.
Why do you have to wash a pasta with kismin? Because the Rambam said it's pas. The only difference is that it's not...
The Chiyuv HaTzitzit Dayim is also the Rabbanan.
What?
The Chiyuv HaTzitzit Dayim is also the Rabbanan. They didn't work Mechayiv HaTzitzit Dayim.
Unless
it's a motzi. Yeah.
The Menach Kamina feel the Svardim, meaning if my second loaf is even the Quintus Svardim Pasuk B'Mekisnin, I mean, what's the Gedarim of Lecha Mishnah? I mean, it still has a Din Lechem, as you said before, so I don't know.
It's a good question, I'm not sure. Yes?
What do you do with a soft pretzel?
What do you do with a soft pretzel? Soft pretzels, give me an argument why isn't hamotzi. The only argument isn't hamotzi, is what Shlomo Zalman says, because people eat it as a snack. But everything else, forget it. So according to the Meis HaNisim, it's not a flavored dough. It's not crackly. It's soft, right? And there's no filling to it. So
it's like bread.
It's bread. The only argument to say that you have the bracha be mazonos is if you accept the Meis HaNisim.
You eat it as a dessert normally. You're not going to.
Of course, so that's this argument. So you by a soft pretzel.
What's the getter?
No, I'm saying it's boiled.
What?
No, I'm saying it's boiled. A soft pretzel would be boiled.
And then it's baked. Right, that's the same thing as a bagel.
Also boiled and bagel.
Once it's baked afterwards, it's a motzi.
So the airline rules that are, I know a lot of them are no longer labeled mazonos, but there are still, since I travel a lot, it's still labeled mazonos. So can we assume that's based on a Sephardi?
No, so the argument for the mazonos rolls, okay, that's a fair question, mazonos rolls. Mazonos rolls are, it's a dough, there's no filling inside of it, it's soft. So the argument that we were going with the Rashi and the Rambam and saying, well, yeah, but there's a flavor in it. According to the way Rashi, the Rambam understands, it has to be a significant, strong flavor. So according to the Sardim, as long as it's the flavor is obvious, it'll be mazonos.
Is
that however, so for Ashkenazim, the bracha should be a motzi. So what's the argument that the bracha should be mazonos for Ashkenazim? Right? So there is a marsham. The Marsham says, if there's no water at all involved in the process, there's only meperis, even Rashi agrees the bracha is mazonos. That's what the Marsham writes. That's the argument. Now, there are many poskim who do not accept that argument because it's a chiddush he makes up. He doesn't have a makor for it in the Gemara. He has a diyuk, etc. Number one. Number two, even if you do that, they use it, we paskin in a halacha that, let's say you take grape juice concentrate. The person has a shot like this. You take grape juice and you concentrate it. Then you reconstitute it with water. What's the bracha? So the bracha is shahakol. But I just mean, once you take the water out, putting it back in is not called making it back to what it was before. It's called water with grape juice. It's very thick grape juice. Right? So if you have reconstituted apple juice, which you made your, it's water, and that's not called apple juice, that's called water. A lot of times what they use is they don't use big things, they use apple juice concentrate and they can reconstitute it. So that's water. That doesn't solve the problem. Number three, if you eat it as a meal, if this Derech HaChaim is right, it's also a chumrah. That it also means if the derech is, if this item is to eat it as a meal item, not as a snack, then it's a motzi no matter what. So the Derech HaChaim is right. If you say mazonos on your bagel chips, you have to wash on your mazonos roll, because people don't use it for snacks. And I'm talking about a sweet, very, really sweet one. I'm talking about, the one they serve in the airlines. I have never seen anybody snack on them.
Even if you save it separately.
Right, even save it separately. So the mice, this one over here would be a chumrah, not a kula. So Ravosner's Bezdin, Ravosner wrote a tshuva where he says the marsham is only limitzchus, but one of the members of his Bezdin wrote a kuntras which he gave a skoma on, says you shouldn't eat it. He says you shouldn't make a mazonos on. And then you only eat it, you make a mutton something. And then he says you're kabeya suda. I mean, because even if you eat smaller amounts, okay, kabeya suda, sheer. How much is kabeya suda? So Ramosha has a tshuva based on a mug and a rum. It says that it depends on each country. If I eat the amount of bread of cake, which in this country people use as bread for a meal, plus they have other items in my meal, that's called being kaveh suda. So if in America, we have a lot of other foods, Baruch Hashem, so we don't eat large amounts of bread. So a person will, even if he washes, he'll have two slices of bread, three slices of bread, right? He has other foods, right? When a person is eating a meal. So if you eat that equivalent amount of cake and other foods, that's called making a meal.
But these are pretty small.
Right, so they're pretty small. So depending, how much you eat of them, it's even that gets, what's the amount of? I don't know, maybe you say in airlines that's called a meal. I mean, the guy behind you, he's calling it a meal. He's not calling it a snack, right?
Is above the Atlantic its own country?
I don't know.
Every meal above the Atlantic is
the exactly the same. Yeah, I know. No, in first class they're different. They can be much more in first class.
Sure, it sounds like there's no tikkun. I mean, how can you wash on it? There's stuff like
wasn't Rabbuna eating Zona's bread? How do we work in the first
thing
that we brought over?
Right, and then Rav Nachman said he's wrong. We pass like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says they're eating in a way which to satiate, you have to make a motzi.
There's no posuk
of
support,
Rabbuna? Is there no posuk of support, Rabbuna? No.
But matzah?
What?
Matzah.
What about matzah? So according to the Rav Hai, passes matzah should be mazonos. Right?
Except on paper.
Right? Well, why Pesach doesn't we have to figure out, right? But according to the Maisa Nisim, it says it depends. Here it's a chumrah. The Maisa Nisim is a chumrah. If this is the type of thing that people use for snacks, so the little matziot, they have little thin, small ones, etc. People use as snacks. Yes, that's crackers. The large ones, most people don't sit down. Let them have a snack. Let's have some. They eat it when they use them, want to make a meal. So it'll be a motzi. So in that situation, the Maisa Nisim would be a chumrah, not a kula. So that's why matzahs in general, that's why the Chumash Beis Ovid says that's why in Pesach everybody agrees. Because in Pesach, clearly that's the meal. People don't use it for snacks, people use it for meals. That's why even the Sfarim agree in that situation that the bracha is a motzi. So that argument would apply the rest of the year according to Ma'aseh Nisim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with Ma'aseh Nisim, so he says the bracha is mazonos. Right, so that's why Sfarim make mazonos on matzah during the year. Okay, everybody, side.